When 10 athletes from 4 war-torn countries paraded into the Olympic Stadium last week, they made history. Together, they made up the first-ever refugee Olympic team. But it certainly wasn't the first time that sports offered refugees some hope. Evan Taparada, our immigration history fellow, has been looking at what role sports have played in refugee camps since World War II. And Evan, I understand the YMCA played a big role in bringing sports to refugee camps historically. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's correct. So the YMCA has played a major role making opportunities available for refugees to play sports, kind of as part of their general mission to provide services to people in need all over the world.
And you found some wonderful materials, including some photographs. I'm looking at one of a group of children on a volleyball court at Camp Altenstadt, which was in the U.S. zone of Allied-occupied Germany. And this is August 1950. Tell us about the kinds of photographs you found and the images you saw.
So there are all kinds of images in this collection that really, you know, showcase what was going on in these camps. The funny thing about this image of the children playing on the volleyball court is that it's actually, you know, maybe other people will have a different interpretation, but it looks to me like the kids are on the court beneath a net, jumping up and reaching not for a volleyball, but for what looks to me like an American football. If that is indeed the case, I think it really speaks to something you see in the records of the YMCA at this time, which is that the YMCA was offering all kinds of services, but there still was a degree of improvisation. You know, refugees were really doing what they could with what they have to play all kinds of games and to compete with each other in sports.
And why do you think sports are so important to refugees?
So in World War II, sports were important to refugees in these camps located throughout Germany because it was a way for people coming from different countries and different backgrounds and different cultures to connect with one another. So there were as many as 220,000 refugees in camps throughout Germany at this time. And they were coming from countries throughout Eastern Europe. They had experienced this common experience of displacement, but they were all different. They didn't know each other. They were strangers. They had gone through very traumatic experiences very recently. And so sports was a way for people to come together and work together to overcome their hardships and take their mind off of the stress of their experience and even look toward the future.
And what about now, do you think?
Now I think that sports continue to serve a similar role. You know, they can really be a way for people to not just, you know, get exercise and that sort of thing. Sports can be a way for people to connect with other people whom they maybe wouldn't connect with otherwise. In some instances, you know, sports can even be a way to teach people survival strategies. There's an organization called Spirit of Soccer that actually teaches soccer to refugee children in the Middle East as a way to help them learn how to dodge landmines. So, you know, sports is useful in all kinds of ways that are, you know, ways that are similar to us in the ways that, you know, you and I might connect to one another via a pickup basketball game at the park. Mm-hmm. But they're also really important in ways that are actually crucial to the livelihoods of people.
Yeah, it is a wonderful mixture of kind of social and pragmatic and therapeutic. Wonderful anecdote. Evan Taparada, our immigration history fellow, has been looking into the role sports play in refugee camps. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Jib.